because you can handle the truth.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Perception Management here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I am Keith Rogers, and I thank you for joining us tonight. The phone lines are technically open, but as usual, I have a lot of material, but I hope to get through most of it before callers might want to decide to call in. Today is Sunday, the 31st day of January, 2021. And good evening to all from Montana here. And with that...
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
What a soap opera we are living in today. Join us in the chat room, by the way, at perceptionmanagement.chattendgo.com. Tonight's theme is the fourth economical industrial revolution, or in layman's terms, they gave the Pentagon another $740 billion to ensure world domination by the global elite. Well, folks, as usual, we the people are in yet another psychological warfare dream that's coming true. Through years of studying these covert actions, I see more than most people do, and I'm not bragging. It's kind of like being asked if you'd like to know when or how you are going to die. I'm going to start off with some history to drag you into the present here, and this is going to be from Bill Cooper, who I guess I reflect quite a bit of his logical values there, so just stay tuned on this one.
This situation, sure, there may be sponsorship and harboring of these terrorist organizations in various countries, but it's not as clear an enemy as we had in World War II, so it's going to be... there'll be a greater amount of effort to have the intelligence to who was involved, who financed it, who coordinated and masterminded these terrorist suicide bombings.
Did you hear the hypocrisy in his little talk? Pearl Harbor wasn't a state, therefore we weren't hit at home. It was just a territory, and the Japanese struck military targets, not civilian targets. He didn't say anything about our firebombing of Dresden, in which we killed approximately 150,000 old men, women, and children who were not participants in the war on the side of Germany, and our bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which were the two largest Christian communities in Japan, and most of the people killed in those cities were old men, women, and children who were not soldiers fighting in the war. And in Hiroshima, there was an American prisoner of war camp, and a lot of those American prisoners of war were also killed by that atomic bomb. I'm just tired of the hypocrisy. I'm not saying that these bombers were correct in what they did by flying their planes into these targets or by blowing up the two World Trade Center towers. I'm just telling you that the hypocrisy just makes me sick. You know, it seems that if we want to do something terrible, we can do it, and it's justified because we're the United States of America. But if anybody else does it, all of a sudden, oh, it's a terrible thing because they killed civilians. I am sick of that kind of hypocrisy. Our hypocrisy is what justifies these other people in their actions that they do, because they can see our hypocrisy. They can see our lies. They know what we've done. We killed probably thousands of civilians when we bombed Bosnia and when we attacked and bombed Iraq during the Gulf War. But if we do it, it's okay. If somebody else does it, it's not. I'm telling you right now, it's never okay, no matter who does it. I am sick and tired of the lies and the hypocrisy and all of the other crap that just flies out of all of these people's mouths. And I wish it would stop. You see, you can't expect somebody else to obey the rules if we don't obey the rules. And I'm telling you right now, we've never obeyed the rules in our history. Ask a Native American sometime. How many tribes did we wipe out down to the last man, woman, and child that don't even exist on the face of this earth anymore? And it wasn't because they were scalping white people who were going across the country in their covered wagons. It was because we wanted their land. And we wanted them off the land.
Totally in agreement that this should be a global effort, not just the United States, but all of the free countries. And this just has to be stopped. This can't be let to continue.
Thanks for the call. Next is Akron, Ohio. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Daddy Duke. Yeah, I was calling to let you know that my heart goes out to the victims and their family. And the United States should get right down to the bottom of this, because we can't go around letting other people push around on us. We got to handle our business and do what's necessary.
Thanks for the call. Salt Lake City, good afternoon.
Yes, hi. First of all, I'd like to express my sympathies to the families and all the victims in Washington, D.C. and New York City. I've never been to those cities, but I can't tear myself away from the TV. I'd like to urge all Americans to get out their flags. Hang them up. Keep them hanging. Let them know, let all the other countries know that we're united and that a small...
Yeah, right. You know, let's all put up a flag and that's going to solve everything. Come on. Give me a break. Where do these people come from? What is this? I think people do that and say that kind of thing. I think she's saying it because somehow she feels so helpless that she thinks that that's going to make her feel better if she does something, and so she wants everybody to put out a flag. Nothing wrong with that. If it makes everybody feel good, fine, but it's not going to solve anything. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to bring anybody back to life. All it's going to do is, there's going to be flags flying all over the country, and I'm telling you right now, if they're flying, they should be flying at half mast. Folks, if you want to know who did this, if you really want to know who did this, nobody in this entire world would ever, ever do such a thing unless it would improve their condition or give them an upper hand or bring them up in some way and benefit them. If you can find out who benefits from this, who's raised up by this, who has a propaganda advantage by this, who feels, better about themselves against their enemies by this, whatever. If you can find out who benefits, then you know who did it. Nobody in the world, no terrorist organization, no nation, no nobody would ever do anything like this unless they believed in their heart and in their organization that they will benefit from it.
All right. Well, to update, since the late Bill Cooper is no longer here, Bosnia, I looked this up, the missing persons, it contains a list of over 8,373 names. But as he mentioned, who benefits? I'm going to tie this into this World Economic Forum, so I hope you bear with me here. So again, who benefits? Are they going to start or what? That worked earlier. Well, I had a clip here I'm not sure what happened to it. Anyway, it was from Brother Nathaniel, who highlighted who was the ones to benefit. And again, I am not sure why that is not playing. It's just a short clip, too.
Something went wrong on your web server there, Keith. It's not coming up anymore. It's giving me like a 404 or something. I'm looking into it. Stand by.
Oh, really? Okay. Let me, well, that index is working. Let me zip over here to...
Actually, it's a 500 internal server error.
Really?
Yeah.
Architects and engineers for 911 Truth have made the crucial and informed point that it was impossible for a plane hitting the top of the towers of the World Trade Center to bring down the entire edifices, but have proved, rather, that successive explosions occurred on various floors below. American Patriot quotes Scott Forbes, who worked as a data administrator on the 97th floor of the South Tower, that power was switched off for 36 hours the weekend prior to the 911 takedown, an unprecedented and first-time event. Drawing the conclusion that interior demolition devices were obviously installed prior to the attack, the conjecture that the 911 tragedy was planned, engineered, and executed by Zionist interests is gaining greater currency, even among such notables as Dr. Alan Sabrowski, former professor of the U.S. Army College.
It is 100% certain that 9/11 was a Mossad operation, period.
In his landmark article, Treason, Betrayal, and Deceit, 9-1-1 and Beyond, Dr. Sabrowski concludes that only the Israeli intelligence agency, the Mossad, had the expertise, assets, the access, and the political protection to execute 9-1-1 in the air and on the ground. Using the who benefits principle, Sabrowski points out that the Mossad's incentive dovetailed perfectly with the Jewish neocons program for a catalytic event to mobilize the American public for their Zionist wars, using American military power to destroy Jewry's enemies abroad, and I add to create a police state at home to stifle any criticism of Jewry's activities and agenda.
So, well, tonight's show is going to kind of dovetail with this World Economic Forum's Fourth Industrial Revolution, which is riding shotgun to the U.S.'s full-spectrum dominance of air, land, sea, and space, along with those like Elon Musk, whose 5G Starlink satellite network and his brain implants, or this transhumanism to hook survivors, if any, are left from his calling of Bill Gates and the vaccines, so as to hook you up to their coming social credit and to the non-fictional Minority Report as an introduction to one's own determination and free will being now outlawed. We see this now with this cancel culture. In the film Minority Report, this pre-crime chief, John Anderton, is running from the law. His crime, the future murder of a man he's never met. And I wonder if that's applicable to the future military and or police. Thank you. We've already had full evidence of this cancel culture in videos long ago, like in The Twilight Zone. You perhaps remember the movie Obsolete, where a librarian was no longer needed by the state. Burgess Meredith, who played that role. Oddly, Meredith also starred in yet another apocalypse video named Time Enough at Last. And this is from The Twilight Zone, where he was a man who was obsessed with reading and was the sole survivor after a nuclear war. The joke was on him, of course. For now, in his own solitude, with all the time in the world to read, that he broke his reading glasses. You think The Simpsons telegraph future events? Oddly, others get mad at Americans' never-ending wars that are alleged to be fought for our freedoms and their democracy. With that, I have this video here, and I hope this one works.
The war in Iraq was based on lies. That's generally accepted. It's interesting there's been no consequences.
This administration has sunk to the lowest level to use media and to use certain forms of it to deceive a nation.
Iraq's weapons of mass destruction.
A clear threat to the United States.
And there's dozens of ballistic missiles.
It is sponsored and sheltered terrorists.
Paying suicide bombers.
Chemical weapons are equally true.
Biological weapons, including anthrax and botulism toxins.
Biological and chemical agent to kill millions of people.
I remember Secretary of State saying we have to take the war to them before they bring it to us.
It simply makes no sense to wait any longer.
Take action before it's too late. Delay, indecision, and inaction could lead to a massive and sudden horror.
But there should be criminal implications for this kind of behavior.
I think it's both subliminal and definitely very obvious. I mean, you have in the lead up to protests, the alert levels going up, people being afraid.
What does fear do to a people? It, number one, it blocks their thinking. And if you continue to drum away that we're in danger of being attacked all the time, then people do not broaden their thoughts.
It's our responsibility as journalists to let the public know who is paid by what corporation or if they're representing the government. Otherwise, it's unforgivable. The media is our lens on the world, and it is absolutely critical we trust that media.
Because ultimately, when people are terrorized, when people are targeted, when people are marginalized, that does not make any of us safer.
Peace, not war, is our natural condition. Those who would bid us to war must be challenged.
We are now joined by Gaurav Vidal. Hello, Mr. Vidal.
Hello. Nice to hear you, if not see you again.
Well, thank you. I'm showing our viewers now a copy of your new book, Gaurav Vidal, The Perpetual War for Perpetual Peace.
I said one of the reasons that people get grumpy with us and blow up our buildings is what we have done to them. First law of physics, there is no action without reaction. The number, I list 200 unilateral military actions that the United States has taken against other countries unprovoked over the last 50 years, from our great military victory on the island of Grenada, which Alexander Haig, at that time Secretary of State, said all in all as a military operation the Provincetown Fire Department could have done it better. But we've hit everybody. We've hit Panama, we've hit Cuba, we've hit Iran a couple of times. And finally, somebody, a bunch of crazies in the Muslim world, struck back. Should we be surprised? No. Perpetual war for perpetual peace is a phrase from Charles A. Beard, our greatest historian in the 20th century. And he was figuring out that with 1950, when Harry Truman militarized the economy and invented the Cold War, yes, he did, we have been at war ever since. The enemy of the month club. You can't keep up with them. Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, one after the other. Noriega, my favorite one. We have to do this to keep the Pentagon's budget as high as possible. When Bush did his little war dance in front of Congress, it's going to be a long war. His little pig eyes were glittering at this long. We got this axis of evil, you know? And he doesn't even know what the word axis means. The axis, according to him, is Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. I mean, they're not very close to each other for an axis. But we have to be at war. Two reasons. One, it is profitable for Enron and other companies like that and for the oil business. And everybody now ruling us is a member of oil and natural gas, from Bush father and son to Rumsfeld and so on. So it's highly profitable. More sinister, and this is what the warning of my little book is, there is an all-out assault on the Bill of Rights. We have lost more in the last 5 years, starting with Clinton, in the wake of Oklahoma City, signed a National Terrorist Act. Well, under this, habeas corpus in certain situations has been suspended. Horrendous stuff. Now came the USA Patriot Act, which Bush sent to Congress after 9/11. It was passed in October. Nobody read it. Now they're starting to read it and they're beginning to amend it, thank God. But we are in the most dangerous position that we have been in 200 years. We are losing the Republic. We may well have lost it. Congress has not declared war as the Constitution requires since the 8th of December, 1941.
Well, that's it. Again, who benefits from all this? There is a tempest growing right now in a push for a new war. Yet again, we have to ask again, who benefits? Well, number one is those in the New World Order boys. Yeah, David. And like Bush's, you're either with us or against us. We now have the invisible virus that will soon disembark young soldiers on a slow boat to China. As China is the enemy, and repeat after me, we are all in this together to keep the sheep sequestered in their homes, glued to a TV in constant fear of China, China. Again, who benefits? I remember Goldman Sachs there, who he said, Trump is worth more alive than dead. The Fed is about to own everything. It is their final solution. Time also to sink America into more debt and eventually bankrupt this country, the ultimate goal. Excuse me. Though they thought Afghanistan and Iraq would be cakewalks. It's kind of sad in a way. These tariffs and sanctions, they're too slow, as too much is at stake for those New World Order boys. Trump missed the master's calling, and I'm not talking about God either, just as trying to provoke Iran into a war. Remember that article, the U.S. military should be prepared to die for Israel. I don't see my break coming up here, so I guess I passed it. So, we have the eternal master's calling, and some people are saps. It's going to do this to me again. Apparently it's going to, so I'll try it again. I kept my page open.
This is a book right here, written by President Donald Trump. The way to the top. Look at this. One day when my Kabbalah teacher, his Kabbalah teacher, that's Ben right out there. Where was that when he was vetted?
After graduation, he lived at home while commuting to Fordham University in the Bronx.
Any multitude of gifts could have been given to Pope Francis, but out of these multitudes, Donald Trump chose the lotus. As the Egyptian Book of the Dead states, is Donald affirming that he carries the message or gift of Horus, an enlightened message essentially from Lucifer?
Burdened by debt, the Taj would not turn a profit. By that winter, as Rothman predicted, the casino was in serious trouble. Trump's other investments had not fared much better. The Plaza Hotel, a financial disaster. The airline Trump Shuttle was bleeding money. Trump and his companies owed more than $3 billion, much of it to the banks that had fueled his spending spree.
They wanted their money and they wanted to be rid of Donald Trump.
The bankers descended on Trump Tower.
Bankers held gigantic meetings at Trump Tower with like 40 banks.
The banks came to believe that Trump's assets, the buildings, the casinos, were worth more with his name on them than in foreclosure.
The Trump princess is said to have a price.
They sold the yacht and the airline.
Trump, they have to unload the Trump shuttle worth about.
And they put Trump on a $450,000 a month allowance. In exchange, he would continue to promote the business.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear, will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So you're talking about a $6.2 trillion bill, nothing like that, and this will deliver urgently needed relief to our nation's families, workers, and businesses. And that's what this is all about. And it got a 96-0. But I want to thank Republicans and Democrats for coming together, setting aside their differences, and putting America first.
All right. Thank you all.
Gun violence restraining orders.
They're called, California actually has a version of this. And I think you, in your meeting with governors earlier this week, individually and as a group, we spoke about states taking steps. But the focus is to literally give families and give local law enforcement additional tools if an individual is reported to be a potential danger to themselves or others. Allow due process so no one's rights are trampled, but the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession of that individual.
Or might take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
Yeah, so Trump starts out with his cabal there, but what was unique about this was the landslide victory for the Federal Reserve to do what? Bail out all those bankers and corporations. And who owns those? Who benefits from this? And of course, don't be a... I just saw Biden walk into a Catholic church again today on a video.
So allow me to conclude, my dear friend, President-elect Biden, with the same blessing I gave you 6 years ago when you first publicly declared me your rabbi.
What?
I'm proud of that.
Rabbi.
At that Jewish New Year celebration, I offered you a blessing. You enthusiastically said yes.
What?
You lowered your head reverently.
I thought you were a Catholic, Joey.
I laid my hands on your forehead.
Joey, you switched tribes?
Of the numbers, I blessed you with the following.
Huh. Look at this.
You know, war is by deception. Always remember that. So, Iraqi Freedom, Operation Iraqi Freedom, quoting from Fox News and other fact checkers, a quote from a Donald Trump is included here where it says, look at the war in Iraq and the mess that we're in, he said in an interview in August of 2004 in an issue of Esquire. I would never have handled it that way. 2 minutes after we leave, there's going to be a revolution, and the meanest, toughest, and smartest, most vicious guy will take over. And he will have weapons of mass destruction, which Saddam Hussein didn't have. That's a quote from Fox. To his credit, though, Trump was correct. Yet Israel kept pushing the Iran lie, destroying Iraq for Israel. And now we see that the Iran is on the table here. Who benefits? And as you have to listen to the archives, that even those military leaders knew this revolved around the Palestine issue. Just as with Iran arming Hezbollah and the so-called protectorate of the Palestinians. I have a break coming up here. So the issue here, which most people should see, is the placing of the United States in direct conflict in these theaters all over the world, which have to 0 degree ever benefited this country. And you can only look around and look at our economy, the treatment of the veterans, there's active duty suicides. And now we have a country that where tens of thousands are living in tents, a middle class totally destroyed. And, of course, all those big corporations like Amazon and stuff, they're making their money. So anyway, breaks here, so we'll be right back. Stay tuned to Perception Management.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows. The war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
My friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song.
Welcome back, everyone. Perception Management here. Cut in early on this one. I normally jump there, but I have a phone call here. John in California there. John, can I keep your call to under 3 minutes there, please? Good evening.
Good evening, Keith. I'm sorry. You want it short?
Yeah, if I could.
No, I just want to, I got in late. I didn't know what your topic was tonight, but it's interesting. I just want to say it's been such an unprecedented time with this election fraud and that, and you're talking about Trump. No, he's not perfect. You know, he did a lot of things wrong. He did a lot of things good. But the thing is, because of the media, it's just been all the things they've talked to him about, especially now, you know, his business, he went bankrupt and all that. And were his three predecessors, you know, they weren't business people. Bush might have been. But, you know, they got away with all this. There's not a peep about it in the media, and especially with the Federal Reserve. You know, Congress is just as false as they think the president is. They haven't done a thing. They didn't need him They could have gone and just say, get rid of this, get rid of that. You haven't since Ron Paul was a congressman. That you talked about disbanding the Federal Reserve besides auditing them. And these financial writers I read all the time, you know, they talk about, you know, the billions, trillions, and then they haven't said a thing again. But let's disband the Federal Reserve, because I think that takes money away from all their business, too.
Yep.
And that's pretty much it.
I say, who benefits? That's the way to look at it.
That's it.
Because my show's so long and I only have an hour, I need to keep it short here, but I do appreciate you calling.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, John.
Thanks.
All right, my best to you there. So let's look at some politics, but from Israel's point of view.
This is the real story of Israeli spies in 9/11. Not some vague rumors about some dancing Israelis, but an FBI dragnet that swept up the largest foreign spying ring ever caught red-handed on American soil. And although the FBI were convinced that these spies knew about 9/11 in advance, their investigations were stifled, and the issue was swept under the rug. Rather than making Israel enemy number one in the war on terror, Israel remains to this day the U.S.'s most important ally.
And if I'm fortunate enough to be elected president, the United States will reaffirm we have a strong and enduring national interest in Israel's security.
In 2001, weeks after the attacks on New York City, and on Washington, and frankly, the attacks on all of us, attacks that perpetrated, and they were perpetrated by the Islamic fundamentalists, Mayor Rudy Giuliani visited Israel to show solidarity with terror victims. I sent my plane because I backed the mission for Israel 100%.
But perhaps this is understandable. After all, we all remember how Yasser Arafat gloated about 9/11 and said it was good for Palestinians, right? Oh wait, that wasn't Yasser Arafat. It was Benjamin Netanyahu.
The Israeli newspaper Ma'ariv has reported Israel's former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has publicly said the September 11th attacks have been good for Israel. Netanyahu said, quote, "We're benefiting from one thing, and that is the attack on the Twin Towers and Pentagon and the American struggle in Iraq."
My name is Donald Trump, and I'm a big fan of Israel. And frankly, a strong prime minister is a strong Israel. And you truly have a great prime minister. In Benjamin Netanyahu, there's nobody like him. He's a winner. He's highly respected. He's highly thought of by all. And people really do have great, great respect for what's happened in Israel. So vote for Benjamin. Terrific guy, terrific leader, great for Israel.
But tonight, Benjamin Netanyahu is in trouble. After long deliberations, Israel's attorney general, one of Netanyahu's former close advisors, indicted the prime minister on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust.
Once Saddam has nuclear weapons, the terror network will have nuclear weapons. The next thing you'll see is a nuclear bomb in the World Trade Center. If you take out Saddam's regime, I guarantee you. Will have enormous positive reverberations on the region.
My country seems to be on the verge of making a historical mistake. One
this
that
will
forever change the political dynamic which has governed the world since the end of the Second World War. Namely, the foundation of international law as set forth in the United Nations Charter, which calls for the peaceful resolution of problems between nations. My government has set forth on a policy of unilateral intervention that runs contrary to the letter and intent of the United Nations Charter.
He insisted Iraq was now incapable of producing weapons of mass destruction.
The truth of the matter is that Iraq has not been shown to possess weapons of mass destruction, either in terms of having retained prohibited capability from the past or by seeking to reacquire such capability today.
You know, this is when you listen to these lies that spewed that caused this Iraq war of Netanyahu saying that, I guarantee you, if you take out Saddam, the havoc that's been there since 2003, U.S. embroiled in that war. But But a lot of people might think of the thousands of Americans who lost their lives and became crippled and stuff like that over that lie. But what about the over a million Iraqis who lost their lives? Also, Trump does support the illegal settlements and the land grabs against the Palestinians. And I just saw on YouTube there a video about the ongoing struggle of Israel up in the Golan Heights. Seriously. Anyway, Bibi, as you have heard, has been under major indictments in Israel. So some great guy that Netanyahu is. Millions have been killed in those Gulf wars to secure the greater Israel. Again, who benefits? However, this may upset some people. I've had it highly suggested to me that those red hat wearing, patriotic flag wavers for Trump was an actual setup to label those as terrorists, which is the newer version of the Minority Report. We as whites are all guilty, even though we've committed no crimes, and now have to be disarmed, targeted by those put there by the same Quislings who sold our country out for their New World Order. Trump may have been played. They are doing the cancel culture on Trump today, closing his bank accounts and trying to make it so he can't run for office again. This just goes to show you the real targets may have been, in fact, his followers and stuff, which I don't claim to be, but I just follow trends here. There's another little clip here if it works.
The players are legion, the culprits in cohesion. Commies, abortionists, globalists, journalists, DC hacks, fags, academics, lesbians, queers, looters, crazies, financiers, big tech, big media, riggers, and all of the above, Jews, complicit in the grand heist of the American Republic. Schemes abound, but all aimed at the transformation of the Republic into a socialist gulag. The coup began in 2016 when President-elect Trump was targeted for ejection from office. CNBC's owner, Brian Roberts, Jew that he is, fetched his synagogue buddy, academia flunky Alan Lechman, to begin the ouster.
My prediction of a Trump impeachment is not based on a scientific system like my prediction of a Trump victory. It's just kind of comes out of my gut, but it's got some reasoning behind it.
In 2017, Jewish lesbian Rachel Maddow fetched her synagogue buddy, Adam Schitt, to hype the collusion.
During our March hearing, I posed the question of whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia in any aspect of its influence operations. In essence, did the Russians offer to help the campaign, and did the campaign accept?
Did the Russians offer to help the campaign, and did the campaign accept?
In 2019, twin synagoguers Jacob Tapperman and Wolf Blitzerberg fetched each other to plug impeachment.
All right, so now they're getting ready to vote on Article 2, Article 2 obstruction of Congress resolution. This two articles of impeachment. The first one, abuse of power, Jake. The president of the United States has been impeached on that. Now they're voting on obstruction of Congress. I anticipate that there will be a similar vote.
The hacks and academics chimed in.
Professor Carlin, as you said, the right to vote is the most precious legal right we have in this country. Does the president's conduct endanger that right?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, it does.
When a fat Jewish Democrat hack from New York joins up with a lesbian Jewish Democrat professor from California, the sewer starts seeping. Then the riots leak in. George Floyd, who died of an overdose of fentanyl, inspired the Jews all over the media to hype white racism.
Well, as we see, this is now a national crisis across the U.S., but the epicenter of the unrest remains Minneapolis. And joining us from that city is Steve Hunigs. He's the executive director of the Jewish Community Relations Council of Minnesota and the Dakotas. Thanks for joining us, Steve. Let's start with more general perspective. As a resident of Minneapolis, your reaction to what is happening in your city?
Shavua Tov, Kalev. Thank you for having me on your show and greetings to all of our friends and family in Israel. Kalev, we've had some of the worst days in the history of the state of Minnesota, which dates back to 1858. We had George Floyd murdered in broad daylight by by a former, now former police officer of the Minneapolis Police Department, while his colleagues did nothing to intervene. We've had nights of rioting and arson and civic dislocation.
Civic dislocation? That's Jew speak for license to loot. And porn star Floyd is now being showcased at Jewry's Holocaust Museum in Florida. And you thought the $6 million scam was obscene? I mean, celebrating dead Jews instead of the birth of Jesus and commemorating black porn stars is being staged by Jews as a sick American tradition. In nothing flat, the coup moved to election theft. The usual suspects like dog do all over again. First of all, the top backers of the Democrat Party are Jewish zillionaires George Soros and Michael Bloomberg. His Bloomberg News was quick to anoint Biden as president. Bibsy chimed right in. Aren't you pleased, as Pickles, that Jews don't pick our presidents? Or do they? A squad of four Jews in Pennsylvania alone engineered its statewide election theft. Tom Wolf, PA governor of German Jewish ancestry, presided over the robbery. Kathy Buchbar, PA secretary of state, illegally allowed ballots to be counted without signature verification. Joshua Shapiro, PA attorney general, now in a hissy over the Texas case, boasted 2 days before election day that Trump would definitely lose. He knew something only thieving Jews would know. And Rachel Levine, PA Secretary of Health, a transgenderized Jew, hideous as a man, doubly hideous as a cross-dresser, deterred all in-person voting by issuing Bring a COVID Kit to Vote, adding a contact tracer app download edict just 1 day before Election Day. It's a coup, through and through. The Voice, big media, making wrong think taboo. The engine, big tech, making true think skewed. The broker, Wall Street, making China brand brand new. And installing the compromised Joe Biden, child sniffer, and China shill, accompanied by his impending successor, Kamala Harris, is the game the Jews are playing. My fellow Americans, China is not the enemy. It throws you off the scent from spotting the inner coup. The enemy is within, my friends. That enemy is the Jew.
All right. Well, there was Brother Nathaniel there. So on top of that, we have a U.S. virologist who breaks down the COVID-19, and he says that vaccines won't work. And I hope I get to play all this. I have a break coming in here, unless I can sneak it out. But anyway, please listen closely to what is said here, especially about patient zero.
Thank you for your time today, Dr. Jabala. Let's get straight into the virus. So how much do we know about this COVID-19 virus?
We know that it's the same member of a larger family of these viruses known as coronaviruses. They actually exist everywhere. They spend a lot of their time with animals. So this is the third virus that has crossed. So we have SARS-1, MERS, and now SARS-2. We are beginning a completely uncharted journey with this virus. We don't understand a lot because the behavior is completely different. I was very surprised at the outbreak in China, the numbers of people that were infected in such a relatively small period of time. It's very unusual. There are so many talk out there, but it's not following the same rules as the other viruses. This virus is much more aggressive and much more lethal. And for every virus, there is a certain level of lethality. There is a lethal dose. There is how much of this virus you need to have in your lungs before it kills you or before it makes you sick. With this virus, it's not very clear. It's actually very disturbing. There have been some interesting reports that they've had people who were sick and they were cured. They released them out of the hospital and then they got reinfected. The truth is very simple. The assays that we do every day to test this virus, they can only test a certain limit. And if the virus level goes below that, threshold, you're not going to detect it, meaning you're going to release the patient and say you're healthy enough to leave. What I find alarming is we are releasing all these patients, telling them they are virus-free, and they go back to the community. It's not your average SARS, it's not your average MERS. Many people, including me, we start calling it a very mysterious, very cryptic virus because we don't understand it. And it doesn't seem to only attack the lungs. It seems to also attack the heart, and it seems also to attack the liver.
So we're seeing interesting patterns. Not only old people or those with underlying health conditions actually develop this disease.
Now, the elderly are really the first category that get affected a lot, because as we get older, our immune system declines. Between the elderly and the adolescent to probably 50, 60 years old, their lifestyles will dictate how vulnerable they are to a virus. What I have observed, which is very different to the MERS, is the rate of infection of young is lower. It doesn't mean that we don't have to close schools or we can let our kids outside play. It means that for now, these are the trends that we are observing.
There are so many unknowns about this COVID-19, and China, the Chinese government, is responsible for this lack of information. Do you think this is actually becoming an obstacle for developing a vaccine sooner?
China is not forthcoming with a lot of this information. This information is coming in different bits and pieces, and I think there are some fantastic people around the world that are spending time dissecting that information and putting it together. It's not so much for developing a vaccine, but to study the trajectory of where this virus is going. Right now, we're in the middle of a storm, and a vaccine is not going to help. Even if we have a vaccine today, it's not going to help. I think people don't realize that vaccines don't work for every individual that gets the vaccine. Vaccine is a preventative thing. Vaccine is really helping your immune system to kickstart. Your immune system is really what protecting you. The vaccine is just helping, pointing to the immune system where to go. The information that we're lacking from China is about one individual, patient zero.
Okay, now he mentions patient zero, and I've played this before here.
For coronavirus, don't look into the fact that Fort Belvoir, an American, a sergeant from Fort Belvoir, that's the intelligence command, that's INSCOM, that's just over the river here in Virginia. That's the first person that's infected with coronavirus in where? Wuhan, China.
So then we also can add this with Israel's ethnic weapon. It was brought out in Wired.com there about how Israel was distinctively using genes and stuff to target the Arabs. And then we have the U.S. Air Force, who was recently put out a request for the samples of the DNA and RNA of Russians and people of Russian descent, which includes Asians. The RAND Corporation, from the days of Daniel Ellsberg, has been called the U.S. Air Force. And that guy that's behind that was a psycho. And in that article, it talks about they weren't targeting whites in Ukraine. And of course, why not? Well, rights groups demand that Israel stop arming the neo-Nazis in Ukraine. Never again. Yes, the Jews were arming those very Nazis over there. And then there's Secretary Zionist Pompeo, now defunct. He himself a contagious leper of propaganda. In almost all cultures throughout the history, leprosy has been aroused this dread of loathing about the prospects of this incurable disease in a lifetime of progressive disfigurement. Yet Pompeo brags about his qualifications of lying, cheating, and stealing, while his fellow Satanists applaud him. China today, with its growing and growth, is overtaking the U.S., and that is the leper who must be ostracized. Pompeo, now out of office, continues to ramp this up. And of course, what is the real problem here? Well, as I mentioned there, it's China is moving up, and it's overtaking the U.S. economy.
Well, we're moving on.
Now the dragon's pointing east. Why is this, though? Well, the whole game is rigged. Just like you can say here, when free trade can't cross borders, militaries will. It's one thing to be in a global market, but to corner that entire market so that no one else can play, it shows that it's clearly rigged. And now you know, or can equate that to this GameStop scandal, where the little guy finally took a little bite out of Wall Street for about $70 billion, and the empire is fighting back. I'm sure also the Chinese philosopher Confucius would have something to say about this. But, you know, they've been around a longer time there. But when you look at the U.S. and its full-spectrum domination and the need for Taiwan's electronics, Taiwan is the world's largest IC chip manufacturer, as well as their other commerce, who supplies chips to both China and Russia, two adversaries of the United States. And you can see what's really going on, as well as the U.S. protecting those shipping lanes. The high tech coming from Taiwan is today the technology that's being built today to enslave us all tomorrow. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., Americans are losing their homes, living in tents, and by the tens of millions now jobless. This hijacked government needs that technology for Klaus Schwab's wet dream of the World Economic Forum's fourth industrial revolution. And just, it can't seem like the U.S., out of killing millions of the small businesses and tens of millions of jobs mentioned earlier. People are about ready to lose it all, waiting for a tiny stimulus check. Corporations posting billions, owners worth nearly $1 trillion, whereas what they have planned is that by 2030 that you'll own nothing and be happy. Oddly, I can't see this as a prerequisite for enlisting into a military either. What will they be fighting for? And, of course, it's no wonder that those governments have built the vast spying networks, tracking apps, and controlling all we see. and this controlling us, controlling us, censoring us for what we say. The social distancing, we can't have people organize in case that we might plot against them, this bunch of old dinosaurs.
Oh, what the hell?
What now?
Fences are failing all over the park.
Fine, Landry. Check the vending machine.
Access main program. Access main security. Access main program grid.
You didn't say the magic word.
Please!
You know, I compare these COVID cases to, like, say, Ford, who has to recall 4 million vehicles during some part of the vehicle that has failed. Let's just call them cases. Though the actual failure has only cost out of those 4 million cases and led to the actual deaths of, say, 9 people when that part failed. If my history is correct here in the 21st century, that if you can't see what's going on here, that you might want to go to an area where there's a psychotherapist that might help you with your delusions. That's providing you're not in some mandated lockdown. So the leper propaganda goes on. These are news articles just for the last day. U.S. cases highest, the South African variant now in America. Health experts issue dire CV death forecast. The militarization of South China Sea. Do you see what's going on here? We're being ramped up for war. So anyway, that's this fourth industrial revolution where they depend on everything coming out of Taiwan. So good evening, everyone. Thanks for the caller, and also for those in the chat room and the listeners there. And thank you, Kenneth. And I didn't get to another video I wanted to, but have a good evening. We'll catch you next week there in 73 from Montana.
I've tried other love, but they won't do. All I want is what I had with you. Looking back in time, I see yesterday. Check this out.
Mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.